Hi, it's Lisa, me, Money and Mold. The last podcast I did was about the book Stealing Fire, of the revolution hiding in plain sight of $4 trillion spent every year of people trying to reach a different level of consciousness or peak performance. And I have a question. After listening to this book on Audible a couple of times, maybe three or four times, and I have the book also. My question is why? What's everybody seeking? You know, if you listen to the book or you read the book, you realize a lot of these people were just trying to get high. you know, there's a lot of behavior that is considered. It's really fascinating because there's a lot of behavior that's considered illegal now and wasn't years ago and so on and so forth. But in my opinion, it's always my opinion, right? It is. This podcast is my opinion. Why? There are holes in this book that they don't ask. Maybe they don't care about why. But why? Maybe that because that would lead to somebody's judgment, but my question is why? Why do we do the things we do? I mean, isn't that the question is, you know, why are you here? Meaning, why are you here on Earth? Why are you doing what you're doing? Why? Why do people do these things? Is it for the sake of doing it? Like, okay, peak performance, maybe you want to win an Olympic gold medal. Maybe not. Maybe you just want to prove somebody wrong. A level of consciousness, a different level. Why? That's the question, why? So what's the different level of consciousness going to do for you? Understanding that, is it going to make you happier? Will it make you richer? Will it help your pain go away? Emotional or physical pain? Why? In the book, a lot of scientists were experimenting with chemicals. And years ago, I guess the protocol was to experiment on themselves. And before they did, you know, studies, double-blind studies, and so on. So it's why. Why in the beginning were people doing this? Why? To alleviate a suffering of some sort? To understand themselves more? What they could endure? Why? That's my question, is why? If you could figure out why you are motivated to do something, I think if you could answer that question, it might prompt you not to do a lot of things. And it might have you examine the behavior before. Why? Why are you doing it? Or why are you not doing it? It's, you know, one of the books that I also talk about a lot, the research in it, is the Thinking Fast and Slow. It's about our conscious and subconscious minds, and a lot of people have heard a lot about those over the years, you know. And things change in the scientific community a lot. One thing I will say about Stealing Fire is that they say that those who reach different levels of peak performance or altered states, let's say altered states, that those who reach it have no interest in studying it, and those who study it usually don't reach it. And I found that theory is theory and practice is another thing entirely. So it still begs the question as to why. why people are seeking all the things that they are seeking, for what reason, and to get out of your head is the main reason, to stop the inner critic from, stop that loop in your head that keeps going around and around. You know, when one loop goes, another one comes in. My experience, when you've licked one problem, another one appears, or so it seems, until you're tired of surmounting challenges. And that sounds like a judgment call. Maybe it is. So my question is, why? Why would any of us do any of these things? For what reason? Thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye-bye.